My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. And you can learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. Elena, how are you?
Well, I'm better than Justin Bieber. That's that much I'll say.
Oh, man.
Is he trying to run for political office? I mean, he seems qualified at this point. You know, he's getting himself in the same kind of... Actually, he's Canadian, so he could run for mayor of Toronto.
He could, yeah. I don't know if you saw this yesterday. In addition to all the craziness about Bieber, is the amount of media coverage that story got yesterday. In fact, there's this thing that's gone viral around the internet where Andrea Mitchell... is talking to former California Congresswoman Jane Hartman, who's an expert on intelligence issues. I don't even know what they were talking about, the NSA or Iranian nukes or whatever. But she says, "I'm sorry, Congresswoman, we have to break away. We have breaking news out of Miami, and it's Justin Bieber's arraignment." Priorities, people. Priorities.
Far more important than national security.
Of course. Unbelievable.
Well, that's all right. We've spent even more time on Honey Boo Boo over the years, so, you know, we could... We can really be proud of ourselves.
The sad thing is, you know why they do that? It's because more people actually care about that than...
Right. Well, you know, it's the whole thing. You like to feel superior to someone, you know? If it's Honey Boo Boo or Justin Bieber or whatever.
Sad, yeah. So have you been shivering this week? We don't have it nearly as bad as the Midwest and some other places in the country. But, you know, for D.C., wind chill in the negatives is pretty rare.
I know. Al Gore's looking pretty stupid these days. We have no idea what he was talking about. So yeah, we're wusses about it too. We're just, you know, we're used to our hot air in Washington D.C.
Let's be honest. If there's anything other than sunshine, we're pretty much wusses in Washington D.C.
If it's rain,
if it's snow, even if it's excessive heat, you know, basically if it's not between 70 and 80 with relatively low humidity, we're complaining.
You're darn right. Oh, but this week was Chris Christie's inauguration or re-inauguration. What is it? Re-inauguration? Or?
Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah, and I guess he had weather issues. He had to cancel his inaugural ball, and he's got problems coming out of the whatever.
Yeah, Bridgegate.
Yes, yeah, so we hurled together this song last week, and now we're hurling it on the air.
All right. Say no more. Here we go.
And now, a word from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Hey, how y'all doing? Okay, so you know, recently I got myself into a little bit of trouble there, scandal-wise, and yada, yada, yada. Forget about it, all right? You know, people have asked me, you know, is this going to affect my plans to run for president? You know, I don't know. I haven't decided. I figure I'll close that bridge when I get to it. You know, the worst thing about this whole thing is that a lot of people seem to think now that I'm really crass, you know, really kind of pushy, you know, really kind of gross. But, you know, I'll address those issues right after I get done telling this hot chick in the front row how good she looks. Hey, baby, your booty is so nice it should be called Chris Christie because it can stop traffic. But I'm bigger than that, all right? You know, back to me, okay? You know, this is why I would make such a good president, okay? Because I wouldn't take no guff, you know what I mean? Like, say some foreign leader got all up in my grill, give me a bunch of grief. Like the Queen of England giving me a bunch of lip. Here's how I'd handle that. London Bridge is shutting down. Shutting down. Shutting down. London Bridge is shutting down. Traffic study. Like I once did in Fort Lee, in Fort Lee. Did you see? Roads were like my arteries, clogged and nasty. I got one more verse, so shut up, okay? Now, if commuters start to whine just cause I'm shown some spine, they can read between the lines. It's New Jersey. Hey, I got a new movie coming out called Fat and Furious. Check it out. I'll see you later, okay?
Oh, Elena, that's going to play so well in Iowa.
Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed for his run for the presidency because he's the gift that keeps giving to comedians.
That's right. So now, you know, it's an even-numbered year, which means we're now just a little over, 9 months from Election Day for the midterms. And you know what happens the day after the midterms?
Everybody announces for president of the United States of America.
Exactly.
Hopefully Herman Cain, Rick Santorum, Hillary Clinton, all of them.
Yeah, you get all your reruns because that way you can dust off that material, maybe just a few words here and there. And then, you know, you're most likely to have Cruz or Paul or Rubio and a few governors, I'm sure, will jump into the fray. So,
all right. You're making me salivate.
You know, the only problem, though, is that the Republican National Committee this week is talking about radically reducing the number of primary debates. So you'll have to find good material in their stump speeches, I guess. So.
Yeah, because we got that great whoops moment out of the last one.
That's right.
All right, well, it's time for Olympic fever. That'll warm us up.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of really encouraging news out of there. More people worried about terrorism than who's going to win the gold. And the latest news today from the State Department is, hey, athletes, don't wear any American gear outside of the venues. So...
Greece.
Gee, thanks.
our uniforms around have maple leaves on them, huh?
Well, I don't know if you've seen the official uniform. They're almost like these Christmas sweater type things, except they have got like they got knitted flags and
I saw them.
Wintry items.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see what the Project Runway guy says about those.
Yeah, I'm not a fashion plate, certainly, but even I cringed at that one. So they probably wouldn't want to wear them outside of the Olympic venue anyway.
But All right. Well, we'll have an Olympic song for you hopefully next week.
Ah, outstanding. Thanks, Serena. Right. Talk to you next week.
Okay, talk to you then.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn about them. Buy their stuff at CapitolSteps.com. The latest CD is Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.